Welcome to Shom Machshol and Adav. Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Aaron Biakashon and Leah Basitzchok, or for Slavi Benechama. We're holding in Yumadav Chavov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings Agav Urcha because of speaking about the Pasuk. The Gemara says that Loi Mashkachat Suva Mirabonon de Moiri. You don't find Atam Chacham, who is Moiri Hoiro, Eldosi Bishavit Levi or Mishavit Yisachar. The only Poiskim that we have in Amisol, they come from the Shvatim of Levi and Yisachar. And the Gemara says that it's going to exclude other Shvatim because the Sukkah Shmaitzah Liba Dechah. So to actually come to a Psak Halacha, you need to be from Shevet Levi or Shevet Yisachar. And there's something which the Mefarshim are bothered by. Many Mefarshim speak about different points. For example, Yafet Toyer and the Medrash ask that we know that the Sanhedrin were mostly from Yehuda. He answers that maybe by Rabbi, when you have, we're talking about the Tzibur, then it can come from every Shevet. The Marshavir asks, what about David HaMelech? The Gemara tells us in a few places that he was able to be paskin halacha. And the Marshav says that maybe a king is different. The Chidah in his Sefer Rosh David goes through a long shtickle to explain that the Gemara Baba Kama says that in order to really paskin halacha, one needs to be oisik be'gmilus chasodim. The person has to be busy with tzedakah. So he says, that's the difference. People from Yisachar and Levi don't need the gmilus chasodim to paskin halacha. While the other Shvatim, they need more of a chesed together with it in order to pass Ken Halacha. But the pshat I want to focus on is as follows. The Medrash in Parshas Vayichi, Medrash Rabbah says that Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to each shevet. Says the Medrash, do you think each bracha went to a separate shevet? Says the Medrash, no. Chazor v'kololom kulom keechod. The brachas of Yaakov Avinu go to all the Shvatim. Every Shevet has its own bracha, but it really spreads out to all the Shvatim. That Yosef there in the spot explains, based on a Zohar, that what's the idea that each Shevet has a different bracha? Because every Shevet has its own midah. Every Shevet represents an Am Yisrael. One aspect, one attribute, one thing that's what that Shevet is more pointing to. But that doesn't mean that the other Shvatim don't have it. Adarabah, kololom kulom keechod. The reason why the brachas are spread around because every shevet is a miyucha, the one midah, but that midah is shared by everybody else. And according to this, what the Gemara is saying over here is that Shevet Yisachar and Shevet Levi are the ones that represent Psak Halacha. It doesn't mean the other shvatim don't have Psak Halacha. Of course they have Psak Halacha as well. But it's especially unique to Shevet Levi and Yisachar. They're more fitting for it. Now what's the reason that Shevet Levi and Shevet Yisachar are more fitting to Halacha? So this is where the Chasav Sofer says, and brought down the, so the Likuti Bata Likuti brings it as well, that the idea is that Levi and Yisachar are both Shvatim that were supported. Levi did not go to work and he was in Beis HaMikdash, and Yisachar didn't go to work because Zvulun supported him. So these are the two Shvatim that all they do is focus on learning. That's how they can pass Kalalacha. And the Chasav Sofer adds, anybody else in Am Yisrael that wants to be like a Levi or like Yisachar, similar to what the Rambam says, so he could go and do it. And that's what we have, and this is Nagat to this week's Parsha, Parsha Behar, the idea of Shemitah, is that everybody in Am Yisrael becomes a Levi. Everybody in Am Yisrael is not working. So the idea is that there is a way a person can elevate to be that level. It's just, it's the tchuno, the midah of these Shvatim that are completely focused at Torah, so they can pass Kan Halacha. Reb Tzadok HaKohen adds something else. He says, you know what's special about Yisachar and Shevet Levi? What's so special about them? And this has to go back to something we spoke about in Maseches Eruvin. When the Gemara speaks about halachas like who? Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we don't pass Kalan Locha like him. Rav Meir, we don't pass Kalan Locha like him. Why not? Because when somebody is very, very spiritual, very ruchni, we don't pass Kalan like him. So says Rav Tzadok, what's the pshat? We know that every opinion in Torah is true. Shivim ponim l'Torah. There's 70 ways to understand the Torah. So what is halacha l'maisa? Halacha is that every single community, every single generation has to go with one aspect of Torah. That's where we go. Halacha, lashon, halicha. We have to walk a certain way. We have to pick and choose. When you have several opinions, you have to know what halacha l'maisa is. To pass halacha l'maisa, you need to have someone who's sensible to how these things work in the world. Says Reb Tzadok, that's the speciality of Yisachar and Levi. Yisachar says beferish in the pasuk, Yoideh bino li'itim, ladas mayase Yisrael. They know the different times, the itim. And based on that, they know how Am Yisrael has to act. And Shevet Levi as well, says Reb Tzadik, they have some connection to the Kedusha Elyon. It seems that he's referring to the Shevet Levi are the ones that are dealing with Am Yisrael when they come to Beis HaMikdash. So they always have their finger on the pulse to Am Yisrael. They represent Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, so to speak, gives 10% of them to Levi. So they are the representation of Am Yisrael. That's why these two Shvatim and the Paskan Halacha, not because they're smarter or they're greater, they just have the ability to have the finger on the pulse to know where Am Yisrael is holding in that time, in that generation. Anyone wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.